Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Odyssey Station. It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work, or maybe even some kiddos get from home to school. We'll have to probably take that one out after this Friday because I'm pretty sure they're all out of school now. So this will be the last time we give the shout out from the school bus drivers because I'm pretty sure all y'all off by now. But anywho, shout out to all my early morning, late night local transportation drivers in the 728 in the film industry. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well, and all my front and rear loading truck drivers out there as well. Okay. Lot to get into here on this Friday. In a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about the Braves, and we're going to recap the game because it was a nice win for the Braves. They have to rally back. That was a good sign to see the Braves get down early, rally back. That was good to see. That was very nice to see. But I also need you to hear another NL East division rival radio host that made a mistake. You thought they would have learned from the last one, but they didn't. Oh, I can't wait to get into this. We're gonna wait a few minutes, though. Just give me a couple minutes and we'll get into it. Then we will get into game one of the NBA Finals. It went down last night. And it was a straight-up blowout. Boston Celtics get it done. Game one, Kristaps Porzingis looking good in his return. Jaylen Brown had a good game as well. And the Mavs shell-shocked a little bit in game one. And Kyrie did struggle in his return to Boston. But we'll get into that here in about 17 minutes. And then you already know what's going down 37 minutes from now. Really about 34 minutes from now. We do it every Friday at 5:40. Every Friday, I should say, at 5:40. Grillin' Dylan. You can ask me whatever you like. Yeah. Music, movie, sports, whatever. We'll get into it at 5:40, 36 minutes from now. But let's start with the Atlanta Braves. A good W from the Atlanta Braves last night as they took down the Washington Nationals. First game of four out there in D.C. for the Bravos. They win 5-2. Marcell Ozuna, the big bear, coming up big yet again. He had a big two-run home run that helped extend the Braves' lead to 5-2. But the Braves did have to rally back from 2-0. So I'll give you a little bit of a rundown of what happened. First and foremost, the Nationals rookie, Mitchell Parker, he took a no-hitter all the way into the sixth inning. So he was dealing as well along with Reynaldo Lopez, who did his thing again yesterday. Now, fast forward to the bottom of the sixth. Reynaldo Lopez gets roughed up a little bit. He gives up back-to-back home runs, Lopez does, and they were really like, what, four pitches apart? So he gives up that, and that was really the only blemish for Reynaldo Lopez on the day, on the night, I guess I should say. So he did have the Nationals, again, stymied before that, but then C.J. Abrams hit a fastball to right field. It was his 10th home run of the season to lead off the sixth. Then again, yes, it was four pitches later. Lane Thomas, he got one to go over the left field fence, and that was the first time Washington, the Nationals, have hit back-to-back home runs this season. But it don't matter. Y'all can have that little stat because the Braves got the most important stat of the day, and that was the W. So Reynaldo Lopez, again, that was the only blemish he really had on the night. He finishes his night going six innings, gave up six hits. Those two runs, both were home runs. Only one walk, seven strikeouts. So, again, quality from Reynaldo Lopez. A couple of bad pitches, again, in that sixth inning where he gave up the two home runs. But other than that, Reynaldo Lopez continues to look good. So that was the bottom of the sixth inning. We move to the top of the seventh. Guess what? Adam Duvall. I'm not a Jaguars fan, but I just wanted to do that. Adam Duvall, he gets into one after Marcell Ozuna singles to left to lead off the inning. Matt Olson, he did line out to right, but then Adam Duvall gets into one 404 feet to left center. He ties the game up at two. So that was big. So the Braves get the two-run home run from Adam Duvall to tie things up. Then the Braves' offense start to come to life in the top of the eighth inning. Austin Riley, he has an RBI single to center field that scored Ozzie Albies after Ozzie Albies doubled to right earlier in the inning. So then Austin Riley is on first, and then Marcell Ozuna, the big bear, as Brandon Gaudin would say, with another big fly. He makes it 5-2, and that is all she needed. That is all the Braves needed for the W. And Rossell Iglesias, Jimenez, they all get the job done. Aaron Bummer as well. They all do what they need to do out of the bullpen, and the Braves get the win. And Reynaldo Lopez, he does not, unfortunately, doesn't get the win. Aaron Bummer gets the win because they were not winning when Reynaldo Lopez came out. But Braves overall get the win, so we'll take it. And it was a good 5-2 win for the Braves. So that was the story of the game for you. But there was something a little bit deeper than that. And before I even get into that, Braves continue their four-game series against the Nationals in D.C. tonight. It is going to be Chris Sale taking on Jake Irvin from the Nats. Irvin on the year is 3-5, 3.39 ERA, 1.03 whip in 69 innings pitched. Chris Sale, 8-1 on the year, 3.00. 0.06 ERA, 0.95 whip in 67 and two-thirds innings pitch. He had a bad start his last time out, and he'll look to bounce back for sure, and I'm sure he will definitely be on a mission to bounce back, and I believe Chris Sale wholeheartedly will bounce back, and I expect a good outing, a really good outing from him tonight. Okay, now let's get into, one of the radio hosts in our division rivals market done did it again. So it was, oddly enough, it was Hugh Douglas. We all know Hugh Douglas. Obviously, Hugh is now in Philly. He was here at 92.9 The Game for a long time. Love our brother Hugh. So he's out in Philly at WIP. It is our version of, it's Philadelphia's version, I guess I should say, of 92.9 The Game. They broadcast the Eagles games and all that stuff. They're also on Odyssey Station as well. So WIP is Philly's version of 92.9 The Game. So Hugh Douglas is there now, and he hosts the midday show with, I forget our guy's name. What, Joe? I forget his last name. But
I think it's pronounced Giglio.
Yeah, Joe Giglio. Thank you, Day-Day. Joe Giglio hosts with Hugh Douglas middays. And we all remember a couple of years back when our guy Sal Licata declared the NL East is over, right? When the Mets were all high and mighty to begin the season. It was around the same time of the year. Well, we all know how that worked out for Sal Licata, right? He ended up getting clowned, as he should have. He actually ended up coming on this station and had to admit how wrong he was. Well, Joe Giglio, he done did the same thing. He done made the same mistake. Man, just take a listen to what Joe done said.
As I look at the standings, Hugh Douglas, the Philadelphia Phillies are not just 25 games over 500. The Phillies are 8 games up in the National League East on the Atlanta Braves. The Phillies now have an 8-game lead, 44-19 for the Phillies, 34-25 for the Braves. And if you think about it, right, the Braves came in here and they won the first 2 games of the season, right, opening day, and then that Saturday afternoon with Nola Pitts. So since then, the Phillies have been 10 games better than the Braves for the better part of 2 months. This thing hasn't been close, and I understand the date. I get what I'm about to say, but this division is over. It's over. The Phillies have won the National League East.
What? Did he seriously just say that? He said the National League East is over. The Phillies have won it. Do these people not learn? Your boy Sal Licata gave you the blueprint of how this works out for you, Joe. He gave you the blueprint. This doesn't end well for you, my dude. And he better hope and pray for the rest of the regular season that the Braves do not hawk the Phillies down. Because if they do, you think Sal Licata got cooked? You think Sal Licata got joked on? You think Sal Licata got roasted? Oh, man. Don't let it happen, brother. You better hope. You better pray. Because if you make this proclamation after seeing what happened to Sal Licata, after he made his proclamation, and I know at the end of the day, it don't have nothing to do with Joe. Joe's just giving a hot take. You know, Joe's just giving his opinion on the NL East. Nothing wrong with that. But you already know what's going to happen. Again, after Sal Licata did this and you saw what happened, you doing this, everybody's going to roast you. Everybody's going to get on you. Not only here in Atlanta, we're going to make fun of you. The people in Philly are going to get on you as well. So Sal Licata, Joe Gigliano or Giglio, you better hope that the Phillies stay better than the Braves. And also, I do have a problem with what he said, because he did point out the fact that the Braves took 2 out of 3 from the Phillies in the opening weekend of the Major League season. I want Joe to, and he can't answer this, but I would have liked Joe to also point out the fact that since the Braves took 2 of 3 from the Phillies early on this year. The Braves, one, have had a much tougher schedule, and the Phillies have had, quite frankly, a cupcake schedule. And look, the Phillies have, give them credit, they've beaten the teams they're supposed to beat. I understand all that. I get all that, and I give them respect for it. But Joe's out here waltzing around like the Phillies doing something. Y'all are beating the teams y'all supposed to beat. Y'all ain't doing nothing special. Y'all are beating the teams y'all supposed to beat with y'all cupcake schedule. And last time I checked, the Braves and Phillies haven't played head-to-head since that opening weekend matchup where the Braves took 2 out of 3. So Joe is boasting out his chest for his Phillies when, one, the Philly schedule has been quite easier and a lot less tougher than the Braves schedule from that point or when they met up opening weekend. And two, the Braves and the Phillies haven't even matched up head-to-head yet. And guess what? More matchups are coming, Joe. More matchups are coming. And you better hope the Phillies get those. Because if the Braves, if they get close, if they get even somewhat close, because guess what? The Philly schedule is going to get tougher. It's not going to stay this easy for long. The Philly schedule will get tougher. And guess what? We may not have Spencer Strider. We may not have Ron Acuña. But we still got a very good lineup that is still very capable of beating the Phillies. And so Joe better hope that the Braves don't get close and the Phillies keep enough distance to where those head-to-head games don't matter as much. Because when those head-to-head games come, and if the Braves start winning them, and they start inching closer, ooh, just wait. I really hope, up to this point, I was content with the Braves just getting in the postseason, winning the wild card. We had a good run of straight division titles. What, we won seven straight, I believe it was. We had a good run of winning the NL East back-to-back. So I was content with just getting in the postseason and just seeing what happens there. But now, I hope every single Braves player, coach, hears this. And I hope Joe has just awakened maybe a sleeping giant in the Braves. I hope they hear this. I hope they've heard this. He done made the same mistake. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, history repeats itself. People make the same mistake twice, expecting a different result. Come on, Braves. I need y'all to win the division now. For real. We can't let this happen. Sal Licata had to learn his lesson. Joe Giglio got to learn his lesson, too, straight up. Let me know how y'all feel about this. You can tweet at me at @_DylanMatthews. We can also talk about it during Grill and Dylan coming up here in about, 25 minutes time. All right, when we come back here 5 minutes from now, though, on the Hometown Take, game one of the NBA Finals. No declarations, I think, have been made about the finals after game one, even though the Boston Celtics, they did make a big statement in game one. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in IKEA Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and clean this morning and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to school. And maybe one last time getting the kiddos from home to, I should say home to school there, and all my early other people from home to work. You know what I mean, though. But shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The NBA Finals finally have come, and Game 1, a statement was made by the Boston Celtics as they rout the Dallas Mavericks 107-89, and it really started from the jump. So after the first few minutes where it was kind of a feel-it-out game for the Mavs and Celtics, the Celtics really started to pull away then. So Celtics, they were actually down by one with, I'm trying to see at one point they went down. I think it was about, 5:24 left to go in the first. Yeah, it was 5:24 left to go in the first. Then the Celtics went on a 17-5 run over the final 5 minutes and 24 seconds of the game. And Kristaps Porzingis coming off the bench, being immediate impact. So over that 5 minutes and 24 seconds of that final first quarter, Porzingis went 4 of 5 from the field, scored 11 points, had 2 blocks. I think one of those was even including a block of Josh Green's dunk attempt. That was pretty nasty. And he also had three boards as well. And that 17-5 run allowed Boston to have a 37-20 lead going into the second quarter. Then Dallas, they did try to come back in the third. They cut the deficit to 8 points in the third quarter. Dallas went on a 35-14 run, including 15 points by Doncic. That cut Boston's lead to 72-64, and that's the point where I was like, okay, hold up now. You know, I kind of felt like Dallas was going to try and come back a little bit, and I felt like Dallas was going to have something up their sleeve. But then Boston, they answered right back, and credit to Boston. After getting hit with a little bit of a haymaker there, they threw one right back, and they really threw the knockout punch back. So after Dallas goes on that 35-14 run, Boston answered right back and went on a 14-0 run, and they pulled away yet again. And so the Celtics were up 20, 86-66 going into the fourth quarter. So Jaylen Brown had himself a good night, 22 points for Jaylen Brown, and we talked about Kristaps Porzingis. He can really be a game changer in this series. I didn't even expect him to be as big of an impact and make as big of an impact that he did, but he made one heck of an impact. So going back to Jaylen Brown really quick, Brown had 22 points, 7-12 from the field, 2-6 from three, and then Kristaps Porzingis off the bench, 20 apiece, 8-13 from the field, 2-4 from three, 6 rebounds, and man, you can tell, and I didn't even realize this, and maybe it's because I didn't watch much of Kristaps Porzingis in New York or even when he was in Washington with the Wizards or even when he was in Dallas, but man, you expect him to be at 7 foot, but I didn't realize how good of a shot contester he was, how good of a shot blocker he was. I mean, he was on one last night, and it's not even about the shots that he blocked. He altered a lot of shots as well, and you could tell he made Dallas very uncomfortable in the paint. And look, I think Dallas settled a little bit too much as well, and part of that, you got to give credit to Kristaps Porzingis because he did have the paint on lockdown, but still, Dallas settled a little bit to me. I think the Celtics did a very good job, and you give credit to Jaylen Brown a lot here of how he didn't settle for jump shots. He drove to the basket, got himself to the free throw line, and that really helped the Celtics. So I talked about this, I think, on the morning shift, and I think I maybe talked about it a little bit yesterday on this show as well. Whoever is willing to go against the grain, I think, is going to have a nice edge. And now, look, the Celtics did throw a very good haymaker yesterday. But I think Dallas will be able to bounce back, but they have to be willing to go against the grain like the Celtics did a little bit last night. You know, don't get away from your bread and butter. Don't try to fix it if it's not broken. I'm not saying that. But don't be afraid to drive to the hoop. Like, I feel like there were times where Luka could have easily taken just a nice, easy, like, 8-10-footer. Like, he had that. He could have just hit a nice little step back, fade away off the one leg. He can go Dirk if you want to. Like, I feel like he had that a couple of times, and he just wanted to kick it out. And, again, maybe that was because of Kristaps and he's afraid of that. But I feel like he had those looks. I feel like he had those shots. And I feel like he wouldn't have gotten blocked. Like, I just feel like Dallas settled a little bit too much last night. Settled a little bit too much for the three. And Boston, again, they were not afraid to go into attack mode. And they used their penetration to get open looks. Like, I just watched, they're showing the highlights and a little bit of a rerun here. Like, I just saw Jaylen Brown get to the rim, kick it out to the corner, and they swung it to an open Jason Tatum at the top of the key, and he hits the three. Like, at least do that. But it just seems like there's a little too much, and we knew that going into this series and going into the game yesterday that there was going to be a lot of isolation, a lot of step-back threes, especially from the Mavericks side, because that's what they do, and that's where they, you know, had success, and that's where their bread and butter has been. But I just feel like they shouldn't be afraid to go against the grain. Like, don't be afraid to Try and get to the rim. If you're Luka, don't be afraid to use your size. Back somebody down. Back one of those smaller guards down and put up a nice little easy 8 to 12 foot jumper. I mean, I feel like that could be easy money. I feel like that could be their bread and butter whenever they want it. You know, Kyrie, he did struggle a little bit. He tried to get to the rim some, and he did struggle. So, you know, you do have to take that into consideration. And I don't expect Kyrie to struggle this whole series. I do expect him to bounce back, as he only had 12 points last night, 6 of 19 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. So he did struggle. Luka did end the game with 30 points, 10 rebounds, 12 of 26 from the field, 4 of 12 from Luka. P.J. Washington, he was solid. He had 14 points, 5 of 11 from the field. Daniel Gafford, he had 8 points. He was 3-3 from the field. 5 points only from Derrick Jones Jr. You need a little bit more from him as well. They really didn't give you anything off the bench. He did get a little bit of spark from Jaden Hardy, who gave you 13 points in 11 minutes. He was 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, but nobody else. Other than Jaden Hardy, you had 7 points off your bench if you take away what Jaden Hardy gave off the bench to the Mavericks. So, look, it's a feel-it-out game. The Celtics, they showed why they have been the best team in the league all year. I do expect the Mavs to bounce back, but the Mavs have to, and they will, they got to make some adjustments. And I think one of those adjustments has to be they can't settle for the three as much. They got to maybe attack the pick and roll a little bit more, make Porzingis, you know, do a little bit of moving of his feet. You get Porzingis a little bit more in that pick and roll action. I think maybe they can try and exploit that a little bit, but just don't settle for the three as much. Luka doesn't need to be afraid at his size to back somebody down, hit a nice step back jumper 8 to 12 feet away from the goal, and, you know, try to knock that shot down instead of taking as many isolation step back threes and taking somebody off the dribble and shooting a 3-point shot. I know he can do that, and I know he makes those at a pretty high clip, but I just think there are better shots out there from the Mavs. And him, you know, bringing all those eyes on him defensively, he can do what the Celtics had success doing yesterday with Jaylen Brown. You know, getting to the basket, then kicking it out once the defense collapsed on you, and then swinging it around and finding a good open 3-point shot if that's what y'all really want to do. So I just feel like the Mavs settled a bit too much. I feel like the shot selection wasn't great, and they didn't knock down shots either. So it was, and it was a good defensive performance from the Celtics as well. I don't want to take that away, and they showed off why their defense has been, you know, top two in the league pretty much all year. So I do want to give the Celtics credit on defense. They were very good on defense, switching everything like they've been doing all year, and they got a lot of versatile defenders, a lot of long, lanky defenders who can guard multiple positions. So, you know, definitely hats off to the Celtics for that. But I feel like the Mavs could have gotten better looks for sure. But we'll see how this series continues to play out. It's been a good one. It was an exciting game for a little bit. It had its moments, but I think it will be a exciting series overall for the Celtics and the Mavs. But Celtics win last night 107-89. Game 2 going to be on Sunday, and we'll see how Game 2 shapes out and if the Mavs can make it a little bit more competitive. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take 5 minutes from now, you know what time it is. Every single Friday at 5:40, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Grillin' Dylan up next. You want to talk about the Braves? We can do that. You want to talk about Joe Giglio making a crazy, crazy take? He has been the latest to declare that the NL East is over before it is actually over. You can talk about that. You want to talk about the Falcons? We can do that, too. You want to talk about Game 1 of the NBA Finals? We can do that. You want to talk about music, movies, life, sports? Don't matter. We can talk about it all next on Grillin' Dylan. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up. Tweet me. Let's get it. Grillin' Dylan next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dental workers, dentists, dental assistants, all of them out there making sure people keep their pearly whites nice and clean. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And all my local 728 drivers in the film industry too. All right. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in a couple of minutes. Make sure you call me up 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Joe Giglio making the ridiculous proclamation that the NL East is over in June. Last time I checked, we played till October. The regular season didn't end till October. So, all right, you saw how that worked out for Sal Licata. Hope Joe's ready to eat his words. But anywho, we can talk about that if you want. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. We can talk about the Braves getting a nice win over the Nationals as well. Had to rally back Adam Duvall. Hits a two-run homer to tie it. Austin Riley had a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the eighth. And then right after that, Marcell Ozuna, the big bear, with another big fly. Two-run home run to put the Braves up 5-2 and put the nail in the Nationals' coffin. So we can talk about that. You want to talk about the Falcons? We can do that game. One of the NBA Finals was last night, a rout by the Boston Celtics. You want to get into that? We can get into that as well. Or whatever you want to talk about. It's not limited to anything. That is why we call it Grillin' Dylan, because you can grill me about whatever you want and ask me any questions, the hard-hitting ones or the easy ones, whatever you prefer. But real quick, want to get into some real quick NFL headlines, and then we'll get to Grillin' Dylan again. 404-726-0929 is the number. The Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, have signed veteran wide receiver Sterling Shepard. We'll see if he can make an impact for Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. He's 31 years old. He's going to reunite with Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield. They were teammates at Oklahoma, and in 2015, that was Mayfield's first year at Oklahoma as a starter. Shepard was a senior and his number one wide receiver. Last year, Shepard played 15 games. Didn't look like he had a whole lot left in the tank, but you know, no shade, just truth. He caught 10 passes, 57 yards. So we'll see what kind of role he'll play out there in Tampa. The Seahawks, they're going to sign P.J. Walker. That's according to Ian Rapoport. So P.J. Walker going to be on that quarterback room, in the quarterback room of Geno Smith and Sam Howell. Those are the two current quarterbacks, the two only quarterbacks right now under contract in Seattle. So P.J., he can be a good emergency-type quarterback. I don't know if they'll put him on the practice squad or not. But we'll see how that happens. See how that shapes out as well. Mecole Hardman, he is re-signing with the Chiefs. He obviously just caught the game-winning touchdown pass in last year's Super Bowl to help the Chiefs win back-to-back Super Bowl championships. And so he's going to rejoin a receiving corps that has added first-round pick Xavier Worthy, free agent acquisition Hollywood Brown. So, well, Mecole Hardman, he's thrived with the Chiefs. He hasn't really done much with any other team, but when he's with the Chiefs, he seems to do pretty well and come up with some pretty big catches, if I do say so myself. Okay. Also, last but not least, Jeffrey Lurie, Eagles owner. He's exploring selling a piece of the Eagles. This comes via Gillian Tan of Bloomberg News. Lurie is exploring the potential sale of a minority interest in the team. The sale will be based on a total valuation of $7.5 billion, which represents an 11 times multiple of annual revenue. The size of the stake has not been determined, and there will be no path to control over the franchise. That could maybe make it difficult to get a price based on such a significant evaluation. But Jeffrey Lurie is looking to, or at least exploring the fact of selling a team, selling at least a part of the Eagles. So we'll see how that pans out. But without further ado, let's get to it. Let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929, your last final minutes to get in the game. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to get in the game. Still got a couple minutes left. Let's head out right to the lines. Let's head out to South Fulton and talk to my guy, Chief. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? You know how I do on a Friday when I call you and hit you with a hip-hop list right quick.
I love it, man. Let's get to it.
This top five hip-hop list, this is crews, all right? That means you got to have more than two members, okay? More than two members.
I'm with it.
First, we're going to start out number five with the Fugees. All right, got the Fugees number five.
Okay.
We're going to hit you up with Wu-Tang Clan number four.
Yep.
All right. NWA.
Ooh,
number three.
Okay. Great list so far.
I'm going to go whole school on you now. Two Live Crew.
Ooh.
Two Live Crew, number two.
Okay.
In a group, a lot of people ain't heard of you. If you're not my age, at least 50 years old, you might not have heard of this group. But it has to be the Juice Crew All-Stars. Now, the Juice Crew All-Stars, they had members. Check it out. Big Daddy Kane, MC Shan, Molly Ma, what's the other guy? Biz Markie,
okay.
And Roxanne Shante. So, that's my list.
Hey, I love it, Chief, and I appreciate you, brother, man. Look, Chief always coming with the fire list, man. Look, at first, the number one, I was like, I don't know who that is, but once he said the artist, I was like, oh, I know all them artists. Like, I've heard all of them. So, a great list, as usual, by Chief. You know, I'm young, so, you know, I grew up on the Migos. You know, that's my crew, but... I know they're not at that level yet, but the Migos they probably at least got to be top 10, maybe top 10 as far as like crew goes and rap groups go. I think they'll be top 10. But anywho, great list by Chief. I do not disagree with any of those rankings that he put in any of those crews in. So good stuff by Chief per usual. All right, last one here. Let's go to Powder Springs. Martin is waiting on us. Martin, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I love the show. Hey, my man forgot Craig G and the overweight lover Heavy D for Juice Crew. If he did his education, that's where Heavy D initially got started.
Ooh.
With the Juice Crew. But
okay.
Anyway, I want to talk to you about these Falcons. I've been going back and forth looking at this schedule, and I don't see them getting above 9 wins. What's your thought?
Whoa, Martin, you don't see them getting above 9 wins?
Correct. And it looks 0-4 starting the season. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow, Martin. I disagree with you there, brother. Look, do they have a tough start to the season? Yes. I can definitely see them beating the Steelers, though. I think they're going to surprise us and get either one against the Eagles. They're going to either win one of two against the Eagles and Chiefs. I think they're going to surprise us and win one of those games. And look, those division games, they might drop the Buccaneers game, but I can see them winning all three of those division games straight. Their first six-game stretch is tough. Steelers, Eagles, Chiefs, then it's Saints, Bucks, Panthers. I believe that's their first six in that order. That would be tough, but I think the Falcons can at least go 3-3 in their first six. I think that is very, very doable. I think they could even go 4-2. So 9 wins? No, I think they get at least 10, probably 11. I think they could go somewhere from 11 to 12. I think they're a 10-12 win team. So I think you're short of them by a win. And starting 0-4, I definitely don't think that. I think they start their season off with a win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Martin, I appreciate the phone call. Chief, appreciate the phone call as always. When we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dental workers, dentists, dental assistants, all of them out there making sure people keep their pearly whites nice and clean. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And all my local 728 drivers in the film industry too. All right. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in a couple of minutes. Make sure you call me up 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Music, movies, life, sports, don't matter. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Joe Giglio making the ridiculous proclamation that the NL East is over in June. Last time I checked, we played till October. The regular season didn't end till October. So, all right, you saw how that worked out for Sal Licata. Hope Joe's ready to eat his words. But anywho, we can talk about that if you want. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. We can talk about the Braves getting a nice win over the Nationals as well. Had to rally back Adam Duvall. Hits a two-run homer to tie it. Austin Riley had a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the eighth. And then right after that, Marcell Ozuna, the big bear, with another big fly. Two-run home run to put the Braves up 5-2 and put the nail in the Nationals' coffin. So we can talk about that. You want to talk about the Falcons? We can do that game. One of the NBA Finals was last night, a rout by the Boston Celtics. You want to get into that? We can get into that as well. Or whatever you want to talk about. It's not limited to anything. That is why we call it Grillin' Dylan, because you can grill me about whatever you want and ask me any questions, the hard-hitting ones or the easy ones, whatever you prefer. But real quick, want to get into some real quick NFL headlines, and then we'll get to Grillin' Dylan again. 404-726-0929 is the number. The Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, have signed veteran wide receiver Sterling Shepard. We'll see if he can make an impact for Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. He's 31 years old. He's going to reunite with Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield. They were teammates at Oklahoma, and in 2015, that was Mayfield's first year at Oklahoma as a starter. Shepard was a senior and his number one wide receiver. Last year, Shepard played 15 games. Didn't look like he had a whole lot left in the tank, but you know, no shade, just truth. He caught 10 passes, 57 yards. So we'll see what kind of role he'll play out there in Tampa. The Seahawks, they're going to sign P.J. Walker. That's according to Ian Rapoport. So P.J. Walker going to be on that quarterback room, in the quarterback room of Geno Smith and Sam Howell. Those are the two current quarterbacks, the two only quarterbacks right now under contract in Seattle. So P.J., he can be a good emergency-type quarterback. I don't know if they'll put him on the practice squad or not. But we'll see how that happens. See how that shapes out as well. Mecole Hardman, he is re-signing with the Chiefs. He obviously just caught the game-winning touchdown pass in last year's Super Bowl to help the Chiefs win back-to-back Super Bowl championships. And so he's going to rejoin a receiving corps that has added first-round pick Xavier Worthy, free agent acquisition Hollywood Brown. So, Mecole Hardman, he's thrived with the Chiefs. He hasn't really done much with any other team, but when he's with the Chiefs, he seems to do pretty well and come up with some pretty big catches, if I do say so myself. Okay. Also, last but not least, Jeffrey Lurie, Eagles owner. He's exploring selling a piece of the Eagles. This comes via Gillian Tan of Bloomberg News. Lurie is exploring the potential sale of a minority interest in the team. The sale will be based on a total valuation of $7.5 billion, which represents an 11 times multiple of annual revenue. The size of the stake has not been determined, and there will be no path to control over the franchise. That could maybe make it difficult to get a price based on such a significant evaluation. But Jeffrey Lurie is exploring the fact of selling a team, selling at least a part of the Eagles. So we'll see how that pans out. But without further ado, let's get to it. Let's get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929, your last final minutes to get in the game. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to get in the game. Still got a couple minutes left. Let's head out right to the lines. Let's head out to South Fulton and talk to my guy, Chief. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? You know how I do on a Friday when I call you and hit you with the hip-hop list right quick.
I love it, man. Let's get to it.
This top five hip-hop list, this is Cruise, all right? That means you got to have more than two members, okay? More than two members.
I'm with it.
First, we're going to start out number five with the Fugees. All right, got the Fugees number five.
Okay.
We're going to hit you up with Wu-Tang Clan number four.
Yep.
All right. And NWA number three.
Okay. Great list so far.
I'm going to go whole school on you now. Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew, number two.
Okay.
In a group, a lot of people ain't heard of. If you're not my age, at least 50 years old, you might not have heard of this group. But it has to be the Juice Crew All-Stars. Now, the Juice Crew All-Stars, they had members. Check it out. Big Daddy Kane, MC Shan, Molly Ma, what's the other guy? Biz Markie.
Okay.
And Roxanne Shante. So, hey. That's my list.
Hey, I love it, Chief, and I appreciate you, brother, man. Look, Chief always coming with the fire list, man. Look, At first, the number one, I was like, I don't know who that is. But once he said the artist, I was like, oh, I know all them artists. Like, I've heard all of them. So a great lift as usual by Chief. You know, I'm young, so you know, I grew up on the Migos. You know, that's my crew, but I know they're not at that level yet. But the Migos, they probably at least got to be top 10, maybe top 10 as far as like crew goes and rap groups go. I think they'll be top 10. But anywho, great list by Chief. I do not disagree with any of those rankings that he put in any of those crews in. So good stuff by Chief per usual. All right, last one here. Let's go to Powder Springs. Martin is waiting on us. Martin, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I love the show. Hey, my man forgot Craig G and the overweight lover Heavy D for Juice Proof. He did his education. That's where Heavy D initially got started.
Ooh.
With the Juice Crew. But,
okay.
Anyway, I want to talk to you about these Falcons. I've been going back and forth looking at this schedule. And I don't see them getting above 9 wins. What's your thought?
Whoa, Martin, you don't see them getting above 9 wins?
Correct. And it looks 0-4 starting the season. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow, Martin, I disagree with you there, brother. Look, do they have a tough start to the season? Yes. I can definitely see them beating the Steelers, though. I think they're going to surprise us and get either one against the Eagles. They're going to either win one of two against the Eagles and Chiefs. I think they're going to surprise us and win one of those games. And look, those division games, they might drop the Buccaneers game, but I can see them winning all three of those division games straight. Their first six-game stretch is tough. Steelers, Eagles, Chiefs, then it's Saints, Bucks, Panthers. I believe that's their first six in that order. And it'll be tough. But I think the Falcons can at least go 3-3 in their first six. I think that is very, very doable. I think they could even go 4-2. So 9 wins? Nah, I think they get at least 10, probably 11. I think they could go somewhere from 11 to 12. I think they're a 10-12 win team. So I think you shorted them by a win. And starting 0-4, I definitely don't think that. I think they start their season off with a win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, Martin, I appreciate the phone call. Chief, appreciate the phone call as always. When we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift and see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.